This is Sydney's Fitzy and Whipper. Nova.
Well, if you want something to watch, it's out next week, April 9, on Stan. Bloom, second series, great Australian drama, only on Stan. And this man, we love him to death. Been hearing that he's in self-isolation as well. The magnificent Brian Brown. How are you, buddy?
Webber, Fitzy, good, very good.
Oh, mate, it's so good to have you. Second series of Bloom. You're back again, mate. You're on fire. Before we get into the series, Brian, I want to ask you how you're going with self-isolation. I spoke to you the other day. The Brown family have been... You've been venturing out a little bit and trying new things. Is that correct?
Well, I am a bit of a creature of routine.
Yep.
So when it came to the self-isolation, it was a matter of like, okay, well, I'm not just going to sit on the lounge, you know, opening a can of beer and wondering what's going on.
Yeah.
So about 4 months ago, I decided that I wanted to start guitar, learn guitar.
Oh, look.
And
yeah.
So while I was on Bloom, I had an old guitar I got restrung, and I would... I'd take it down with me and I'd play it all the time in my trailer while I was... I played it badly, of course, but I played in my trailer all the time. And I've played every day for the last 4 months, and now I'm doing two sessions a day.
Oh.
And I have to report that my playing isn't getting any better, but I am not letting that... I'm not letting that put me off, because I'm having a great time doing it, and I get totally involved, and the hour and a half passes, and I've... you know, to myself, I've achieved something, and I'm really glad, even though it's terrible what I do, it's something that I couldn't even do before. So now I can do it terribly.
One day
it won't be so terrible, eh?
Give us one song. One song that you can play, Brian, a classic. Is there a rock song that you got for us?
House of the Rising Sun.
Yes.
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Wow.
Yellow Submarine.
Yep.
All those sort of songs.
Smoke on the Water.
Having a lot of fun. Oh, good. I'll look that one up. I'll print a few of those off.
I didn't know that you have your own theatre and function centre named after you, Brian. The Brian Brown Theatre and Function Centre in Bankstown, Sydney. Have you spent a bit of time out there, Brian?
Well, I grew up in the Bankstown area.
Yeah.
I grew up in Penang. I lived there till I was 25 until I bought a ticket to go to England and tell everyone I was an actor, which some of them believed. I was very honoured by the council when it built a new library and a theatre there, that they said, can we call it after you? And, they had a Steve Waugh Oval and they had a Paul Keating Park, so I thought, why can't they have a Brian Brown Theatre? But I do spend quite a bit of time out there. I'm patron of the Arts Centre out there and patron of the Lebanese Film Festival out there. So there's different things that I get a lot out of. I get to mix in things that I would never have touched before and learn how what's happening with young people and what interests them in their lives, and anything that I can do that may help a little bit is worthwhile, isn't it?
Bloom is a series all about the opportunity to be young again. Are those 25 years out at Bankstown, were you a bit of trouble for Mum, Brian, or were you?
No, you would have been hard work.
Were
Brian.
You a perfect young man to deal with?
Basically, I lived on the end of the suburbs, which involved swamps, houses being built that you could climb into the attics, sewage pipes putting down into which you could huge things you could run through from one suburb to the other. And did you get into a bit of strife? Of course, you got into a bit of strife.
Sure.
Mum would bring out the bloody some belt she found somewhere and whack it around my legs, and I'd think twice before I did it the next time. I'd still do it the next time, but I'd
was
think
there
twice
one thing,
about it.
Brian, in particular, you remember doing that you really got in trouble for?
Yeah.
What was it, Brian?
Nicking oranges from the greengrocer.
Oh,
I used to knock off an orange once a week as I walked past, which even, and I made the fatal mistake one day of taking the bottom orange, and the whole bloody lot came tumbling down. I got bored.
No, get him. Oh, so you are back. Let's talk about Bloom. It's back for the second series. God, it's such a great one. And like I said, everyone's trying to be young again. What can you tell us about the second series, Brian? Does it get even more weirder?
Well, the first series was about a berry that had grown from where five people died flood, and that berry gave people the opportunity to go back to a younger time in their life where they possibly had a regret, and they could try to fix that regret. In this second series, it's a second generation, and the people that took that and died now have a plant growing from them. So the berry operates in a different way, and also people have heard about it outside of the little town. some for different reasons. And once again, it's the drive to find the berries, but for the reasons are very, very different now, and what the berry does to you is very, very different now.
Well, mate, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, Mr. Brown. You know we love you to death, and all the episodes of Season 2 of the Stan original series Bloom, they're going to be available on Stan 9th of April, so not that far away. You can watch that over Easter. You know, we'll get a performance out of you on the guitar at some stage as well.
Let me tell you, I would love to perform for you on guitar. I doubt that I'm ever going to be capable of doing that without embarrassing myself totally, but I do want to do it.
Well, Brian, what about this? What if we did a duet where your mate Sam Neill was on guitar but both of you sang? You'd do that, wouldn't you?
That would be...
No, I wouldn't do that at all, because he knows how to play the bloody thing, and also he can hold a note. I can neither do either of those things. I'm not going to make an arse of myself.
Just offering, mate. Just offering.
Love your work, Brian. Thanks for coming on the show, legend.
See you, boys.
See you, mate.
Bye. This is Sydney's Fitzy and Whipper. Nova.